when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio faithful, really appreciate you being here. I certainly appreciate you, you people that support this show with your sacrifice, with your financial sacrifice, and it is a hell of a sacrifice. Even though inflation is out of control, a dollar, a $10, $100 will buy very little nowadays. It's still a hell of a sacrifice. Like the Bible says, the shekel was large, but the bushel was small. It took a lot of money to buy a little bushel. Anyway, people, like I said, as promised, we transitioned to the second hour. We had Dr. Michael Hill on the first hour. He's been the head honcho of the League of the South, director of the League of the South, for, I guess, going on 30 years. I'm a proud member of the League of the South. We have Nancy DeBellcow on, and we also have my brother, Paul Fromm, coming in, checking in from Canada. So how are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing really well. I'm full of fire and full of anger, and just wishing we could strike out with the people who caused so much trouble.
Amen.
I'm in fighting form.
Well, I tell you what, you're in a good crowd, because I bet you we're going. Belcal, are you ready? Do you have your stick? Do you got your sword and your 45?
Yes, I have. I'm ready to roll.
I thought you did. How about you? Got plenty of hot tar and dirty feathers.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Sister Nancy's got a 500-gallon cauldron of smoldering boils, hot tar. She has it ready 24 hours a day, and she got all kinds of dirty feathers. So, Sister Nancy, you want to start off? Are we gonna hang them first or tar and feather them first?
I'm gonna start on a couple things. First of all, I'm going to give you a quote from a cartoon that I think is applicable. And it says, "My desire to be well informed is currently at odds with my desire to remain sane." So, so I guess I'm remaining insane. But happy gay month and happy Juneteenth and all those things that are going on in June that we're so forced to tolerate. But I want to talk about the new federal holiday that was only celebrated really back in 1865 in Galveston, Texas, when a Union general read the orders freeing the Negroes in Galveston, strictly in Galveston, Texas. Now, in 2021, it is a federal holiday. I saw that South Carolina and Florida are not bowing down and closing up shop for the federal holiday, but both of the chambers of Congress passed this bill. It was signed by old Joe Biden. Thank goodness there were 14 Republican representatives who did vote no against making this a federal holiday. Back to the tar and feathering, I want to tar and feather all of the babysitter APAC people who are babysitting for our Republican representatives. There are 3 million pro-Israeli Americans influencing U.S. policy regarding Israel. And these lobbyists make about $85,000 a year. Pardon me. The heroes for this week will be Chris Hedges and the British MP George Galloway, plus a man I was just learned about, and Paul, you may know about him, but this was a new person in my repertoire, Gonzalo Lira. He is or was a Chilean American. He was reporting from Ukraine, and he's he was an anti-Zelensky journalist, and he was actually living in Ukraine, and of course, I'm sure he was reporting pro-Russian reporting, which I saw him do this video, and I really did not know who Gonzalo Lira was, but he was really telling it like it was. Well, by the time I got to know who he was, he died of pneumonia in the Ukrainian hospital without U.S. help from the embassy. Of course, that all sounds
shocking. Shocking.
Yeah. Isn't that shocking that they did not help him? And anyway, what I wanted to do at some point was to compare, and this is actually all I really have noted, was to compare the accomplishments of President Trump during the time he was president and compare him with some of the things that Robert Kennedy Jr. has said that he would do if he gets elected, which is highly unlikely. But for the people out there who are flying the MAGA flags and hats, of course we need to be optimistic and we need to be hopeful that somebody out there will help us. But is Trump really the answer? Well, we know Biden is not the answer, but here's the kind of things that Trump accomplished when he was the president. He recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and he moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How did he have the right to make that decision about Israel's capital? I mean, nobody questioned that, as far as I know. They just assumed, yeah, well, I guess we're just the tail that's wagging for Israel, but here we're making decisions about what's going on in Israel. He also boasted that, in quote, he fought for Israel like no president ever before, end of quote. Now, this is a man we're supporting, or many thousands of people are supporting. Now, I checked up on how many miles of fencing he built on the border with Mexico, and it says he only built 80 miles of new barriers at the border. And well, it had to do with, let's see, in 2018, Trump, and this is another thing I was opposed to, he terminated the U.S. participation in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran and reimposed sanctions lifted under the deal. Now, to me, this was one of the good deals that was done by Obama. And also, I think lifting the sanctions and opening up Cuba was a good thing that Obama had done. We have to be honest about what these people have done. You know, some of Obama, in my opinion, those were the two good things he did. And Trump turns around and he's cowing down to the Jews. He terminates the participation in this treaty with Iran. Another thing I was opposed to is Trump assassinated the Iranian general Qasem Soleiman in 2020 outside of Baghdad, which was, he was not even in Iran when he killed him, at the international airport in Baghdad. Along with that, he killed 10 citizens, or nobody seems to care who he killed, but this was branded unlawful by the UN. When you look at what the UN has done with Gaza, nobody is doing anything with Gaza. It's just a bunch of talk. Ugly warlord John Bolton advised Trump to kill Soleiman, and of course he went ahead and did that. How did Trump select these people like Bolton and Mike Pompeo? Two well-known arch war hawks. Now, in 2020, Trump granted clemency to 143. including Detroit Mayor, black guy, Kwame Kilpatrick, and sports gambler Billy Walters. He pardoned four Blackwater guards who were convicted of a 2007 killing of Iraqi civilians. And, of course, he gave a clemency to his daughter's father-in-law, Charles Kushner, that Jew who is a well-known crook. But what did he do for the people that we were trying to get reprieved?
We come back to this break. We'll maybe some of y'all can answer that, and maybe Paul can even answer. But we have a we come right back. We got a little treat for you. We forgot to salute Gay Pride Month. We'll do that when we come back. Please excuse us for forgetting it. Be right back, folks.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, just in case you need people out there, the so-called vaunted alt-right that ran for the high grass after Charlottesville, you're still in hiding. And for some of our other people that denounce violence, and also we don't want to be looked at as any as a homophobe or anything like that. So this is our salute. Sister Nancy saluted Gay Pride Week. So here's the Blood River Radio salute to the sissies in the alt-right that ran to the high grass after Charlottesville, and also for our LGBT plus 39 folks. Go ahead, Lizzie, roll it.
Whatever he did to this song.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulip with me. Oh, tiptoe from the garden, by the garden, out the window, see. Come tiptoe through the tulip with me.
Yes, I think our audience gets the message on that. Our Blood River Radio. So that's our, hey Paul, that's
that
our freak, salute.
What's that freak in Biden's cabinet?
Yes, he is. He's the national music director. So Sister Lizzie, Sister Nancy, continue on. I just wanted to, since you brought up saluting Gay Pride Week, I wanted to make sure, go for Gay Pride Month. I wanted to make sure that they don't accuse us of being a homophag. I mean, homophobes. So go ahead, Susan. Go ahead, Sister Nancy. This is with homophag Memorial Day.
Back to Trump's accomplishments. With reference to clemency, he did not give a reprieve to people who really, I know that many people were writing about this, Julian Assange, Matthew Hale, or Ed Snowden. In 2024, Trump tells donors he promises to crack down on pro-Palestinian protest. He believes in expelling student demonstrators from the U.S., calling them a part of radical revolution. I mean, where do they come up with this stuff? These people are crying about the horrible genocide that is so one-sided that even a one-eyed person could see. At any rate, what do you say? How in the world can he expel American students and send them? Where is he going to send them? Of course, he was referring to foreigners because he's saying that all these student demonstrators are foreigners. Referring to Gaza, Israel, he says that Israel has to finish what they started. They've already killed over 36,000 dead, 81,000 wounded, thousands missing, untold numbers of dead under the rubble. And he listened to this. He said when he gets elected, he will give various serious consideration to pardons for Assange. But my question is, why now? He's just throwing that tidbit out for a few of the people who know about Assange. And I just want to make one statement about Robert Kennedy Jr. He is bragging that on the very first day in office, he will pardon this poor, jailed, intimidated journalist, Julian Assange, and investigate the crimes he exposed. The only problem with Kennedy is he said that Israel is a moral nation. BS. This is a flaw in his campaign, especially for the young voters who are witnesses to the vile actions that are being taken every day by Israel in Gaza and the West Bank. Now, that is actually, I wanted to make a comparison. There is no way we can avoid these Jew-controlled politicians. It just seems like it's just, there's no way around it. But I would say this. If Robert Kennedy Jr. had a legitimate chance to win, and he is saying without a doubt he would pardon Julian Assange, I tell you the truth, my vote is going to, it would probably be for him. I'll leave it at that, Paul.
Go ahead, Paul. Take off on that. Go ahead and respond to Miss Nancy, Paul.
Well, I think she puts her finger on a genuine problem. I'm very much for Donald Trump, but I would think with my eyes wide open. He is a Zionist, or feels he has to be a Zionist. He grew up in New York City, did business all his life in New York City, so he definitely knows Jews and knows the power, the tremendous power of the Zionist lobby. Does he really believe all this pro-Israel stuff? I have no idea. If he does, it's sad. But I think almost all the U.S. political establishment, especially those over 40, have been so infected or intimidated by AIPAC that they believe this nonsense. And history will judge America very harshly. Here was the most powerful nation in the world, controlled by a nation in the Middle East of what, about 11 million people, that the Jewish lobby completely dominates the foreign policy of the United States, at least as regards the Middle East, utterly to the detriment
of the United States of America. I think everything that you said about Trump is true. He's certainly better than Biden, but you know, we must you know, approach it, I think, with our eyes wide open. The just poisonous control. I also want to say that I think we should show nothing but contempt for so-called Pride Week, Pride Month, and Juneteenth, for all the reasons Sister Nancy was saying. As a English student, I'm offended by the name Pride Month, or Pride Week, or Pride Parade, because it's improper English. Pride has to have a modifier. Pride in what? Or pride for what? Like, you can say white pride, or you can say pride in my community, but it has to go with something. So when they say it's Pride Month, it's just the arrogant hijacking of a good term, just as they did with another good thing, and that was the rainbow flag. The rainbow flag in the Bible was a symbol of God's promise of hope. It didn't become the banner for buggery. I put out a couple of comments on various internet outlets. They go something like this. I'm told this is Pride Month. Well, I'm all for that. I'm for white pride or European pride.
yes.
Yeah. You know, I just the last thing we should do, though, is go along with it. I mean, who can be proud of what orifice you penetrate in the act of sex? I mean, come on. degenerate. And the red Chinese must be killing themselves laughing at this. I mean, is this our opposition? Sure, the opposition's got lots of weapons and technology, and but if the people calling the shots are morally rotten, how are they going to work? And there's a book that they've been promoting on Fox, and I forget the exact title of it, but it's about the politicization or the wokeism in the American Armed Forces. That's catastrophic, and it's coming right from the top. Gay pride and lesbian this and LGBTQXYZ something else is being forced on the armed forces from the very top, you know, and that's just degenerate. Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of armed forces are you going to have you know, in another 10 years? If the officer corps is being infected with this, no wonder America is having trouble recruiting for the armed forces, as is Canada. We're woefully understaffed because our leadership is completely LGBTQ friendly and wants equality of the sexes in the armed forces and everything but what we really need, which is up-to-date airplanes and ships and a lot more of them.
Paul, you have a caller. We have a caller who wants to ask you a question, Paul. You want to take the question?
Sure.
Go ahead, caller. Thank you, Paul. Go ahead, caller, with your question.
Paul. Hey, guys. Hey, Paul. I just want to ask you, what do you think about the Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup run and their comeback in the final and all this celebration in Canada right now with the Connor McDavid and all of this thing going on? Just want to hear your comment. Thank you.
I think there's a lot of local pride because of that, yes. I thought they actually did. They not lose last night, but anyway, yes, there's a lot of pride that we that a Canadian team made it right to the Stanley Cup in a sport that started in Canada. A modest hip hip hooray for that.
Well, there are people that Blood River Radio. Thank you so much for calling in, sir. And if you call in, this is an opportune time. We've got to go to our second break of the second hour. Be right back, folks.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
One, living with everyday aches and pains, there's lots of things you can try. You know, tough it out. Bite the bullet. Grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where it starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try a Relief Factor instead. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800 the number for relief and save on your first order. That's 1-800 the number for relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Car dealerships being disrupted by a multi-day outage.
Car dealerships across North America have faced a major disruption this week. CDK Global, a company that provides software for thousands of auto dealers in the U.S. and Canada, was hit by back-to-back cyber attacks on Wednesday. That led to an outage that continues to impact many operations. For prospective car buyers, that may mean facing delays at affected dealerships or seeing their orders written up by hand, with no immediate end in sight. Ron Taylor reporting.
If you're getting up there in years, you may want to consider hitting the gym and taking up weight resistance training. Experts say decades of research into the aging finds those who are 60 plus can benefit greatly with just a little weekly weightlifting. They also point out before embarking on any physical training, consult your doctor. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An agricultural fire fanned by winds in southeast Turkey burning through nearby settlements.
At least five people have been killed in Turkey, while more than 40 have been affected by flames and smoke after a fire that started with the burning of crop stubble spread through settlements in the southeast of the country. Officials say the blaze erupted in an area between the neighbouring provinces of Diyarbakir and Mardin. Pushed by winds, it moved quickly through a number of villages. Although the blaze was brought under control early on Friday, Turkey's health minister says those affected by the blaze and smoke were treated in hospitals and some of them are in a serious condition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street numbers yesterday, Dow Industrials gaining 15 points. The NASDAQ was off 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust. and who the true covenant people of God are and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the courts of divine justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Dear Blood River Radio faithful, Brother Paul's going to come right back, but he said something about one of my heroes, Vladimir Putin, that reminds me of something a friend told me. I forgot who it was, but here's what he said, that Putin said this. Putin said debating with Obama, ex-President Obama, was like playing chess with a banty rooster. He said the banty rooster would defecate all over the chessboard and knock all these little players down and just strut around and claim victory. So what he did, he just crapped all over, just like a chicken wheel, like a rooster wheel. He just shit all over the chessboard and knocked everything off and then crowed, "Yeah, I won. So anyway, that reminded me of something I heard that Putin has allegedly said about Obama, Brother Paul. Anyway,
that's one of the best lines I've heard. but picking up from Sister Nancy there, this idea of at least verbally tarring and feathering people, I don't think we are angry enough. Specifically, at the people who did this to us. Who were the people who brought in this horde of non-white immigration, which is replacing us, not just in the United States, but Canada and almost all of the continent of Europe? Who? Yeah, it's not a mystery, but I mean, their name should be recorded in shame. And
yes.
And always mentioned as traitors, and that's a strong term. I don't toss it around liberally, and I don't consider a non-white a traitor who supported the invasion of our country. They're not traitors. The traitors are people with skins exactly like ours, like Edward Kennedy. Who was a long time supporter of the immigration changes of 1965, long after it became clear that he'd lied in the beginning. He said that it wasn't going to change the ethnic makeup of the United States. Well, you might believe that in 1970, but you couldn't believe it by the time Edward Kennedy died of brain cancer. It was clear this was replacement. These people should be go down in history with an absolute black mark on them, or a big gob of tar and feathers. And it's the same in my country. I could rattle off a few names. It's the same in Europe. People like Angela Merkel, she should have a big blob of tar and feathers all over her name. And one of the things that really gripes me, it's part of my living conditions, traffic gridlock in the area in and around the Toronto, the GTA, is absolutely impossible. And there are several causes, but the major cause is massive immigration, almost all from the third world, over the past 40 years. The infrastructure, roads remains the same, medical facilities remain about the same, and you know, you double the population, well, of course there's going to be traffic gridlock. Of course it's going to be hard to get proper medical attention. But instead of accepting this as, well, you know, that's the way it is. It's, well, you know, like the weather, you never know. No, people made choices, and they are to blame, and they should be blamed. And they should be named and blamed, and then a big, at least metaphorical, gob of tar and feathers splattered all over them with Sister Nancy leading the charge.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Paul. We can't forget these evil traitors.
Yeah, we should name them. These people betrayed us. You
you're doing this to our people. And things like affirmative action, or DEI, it's now being called. The white people who impose this to disadvantage our people, our national government has a major program of scholarship grants or research grants, and they've attached all sorts of conditions, and one of them is the DEI. So many research grants are not available to you if you're a white male or if you're heterosexual. This is treason. So it's not selecting the best to get the research grant. If you're a disabled lesbian China woman, okay, you might get it. Not the most qualified, but the right combination of sexual dysfunction and it works against us. These
of
are traitors.
Absolutely.
You know, if our countries were run by, let's say, the Chinese, and they jigger things so that the advantage went their way, I'd understand that. Yeah, you take care of your own. But when our own leaders, rotten traitors, betray us, betray our children and our grandchildren, that is beyond scumbag. It really is.
You're so right, Paul. Absolutely right.
You know what, Paul? We were talking about this this beautiful Dutch activist. She's a lawyer, an activist. She's really all over Europe fighting against this illegal invasion. And she said something that you reminded me of. You reminded me of something she said. She said, Paul and Nancy, she said, for the first time in history, there's always been invasions. One country, a strong country, will invade a small one. It's been that way,
sure,
since the beginning of time. But she said, for what we're witnessing probably for the past 40, 50 years, she says, the first time in history where the rulers in nations, the rulers of those particular nations are the ones responsible for the invasion, bringing the invaders in. She says that's never happened before. But I just thought I'd throw that comment out there. You know, I think me and Paul talked about that today.
I think that's so perceptive, and it is so degenerate. But, you know, I have an insight that when you lose track of basic morality in the simple things, then the sky's the limit. You start failing in bigger things. And in Canada, I put it, maybe not the start, but a major tumble was early in the 2000s when we legalized same-sex marriage. Yeah, you know, among just of all religions, with the possible wackiest fringes of Christianity and maybe some sections of Judaism, all religions, this is a simple question. What's a marriage? What's a man? One man and one woman. You know, not two men, not two women, not a man and a goat. It's a man and a woman. A Buddhist will tell you that, a Hindu, a Jain, almost all Christians, and I probably left a few out, Sikhs. It's simple. Everybody agrees with that. Okay, when you go off the rail and say, well, you know, it's like whoever you want to cohabit with, well, you know, that may be a relationship, but it's not a marriage. Okay, well, then the next thing was recognizing the LGBTQXYZ as special. They're sad. Mm-hmm. They're pathetic. They're misguided. They're effed up. But they're there's nothing special or honorable about that. So when you cannot get those simple things right, then you have trouble figuring out, well, what should we do about the borders? Well, the senile dude in the White House has figured that out. It's beyond him. As I say, we've got powerful enemies. Some are in the wings. Some are right out there. Certainly, Red China is a major competitor and enemy. And they must be looking at this, just shaking their heads in utter disbelief. We're up against these clowns. I mean,
right, 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 right.
Because they could see like where we could be maybe in many ways a giant, but we're brainless, and that was in many ways the Austro-Hungarian Empire in its last few years, badly led, incoherent, that's what really worries me. That you know, our leadership, not just in the United States and Canada, and but most of Europe, with the exceptions of people like Viktor Orban, they've all bought into this defeatism or this globalism, and they don't want to preserve us. That's the thing. The people expect will protect us. They don't want to. They don't want to protect our nationalities.
You nailed it. And when we come back from this break, Paul, we need you to expand upon that statement you just made. This is the last break of the second hour. Be right back, people.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Dear Blood River Radio family, Paul is always saying something that reminds me of something else. We talked about how that beautiful, beautiful blue-eyed blonde, Ava Vladeckerbrock, she is the lawyer, the politician, the activist. She's Dutch, but she's activist all over Europe, you know, the Netherlands. She's been to Germany. She's been to Hungary. Anyway, as she said, we said a minute ago, that for the first time in history, countries invading in others, that the people sitting in the top, name it Brother Paul named Angela Merkel. We've had Obama. We have a crooked Joe Biden, the Biden crime family. They, for the first time in history, our leaders have, they're the ones they're causing the invasion. They're bringing the invaders in with open arms. Well, we said that. Also, Paul named Red China as competing against Red China. Probably for the first time in history, I'm going to say going back probably 70 years, maybe even before Kissinger went to Red China, our people, and Paul, I don't want to get them off their game, but our people, our leaders, intentionally, with purpose and planning, destroyed the industrial base in the United States. They ship our industrial base to all over the world, and primarily to Red China, who built them up. So, you
Absolutely.
Know, that theory, I mean, operation they did, that evil plays hand in hand. They're determined to destroy us. They completely deindustrialized the country. I don't know how bad it is in Canada, but the United States is just a rust bucket. And that's pretty much the reverse coin, the other side of the coin, what Ava from Holland said about bringing in the invaders and shit, getting rid of our industry. They're just destroying us any way they can. But go ahead, Paul.
Hope I didn't get you off your game. That's true in both Canada and the United States. The the elite of both parties, in the U.S. it was Republican and Democrat, in Canada liberal and conservative, were complicit in the exporting of our industrial jobs, mostly to China and now to places like, you know, Vietnam and so on. That was treason to the working man. Your leaders, who looked like you, came from the same ethnic or racial stock as you, betrayed you. They made you poor. And you know, as you say, there are many parts of Trump country that are rust bucket towns. They used to be, you know, working class, middle class, prosperous, etc. And now guys that used to make a decent hourly wage are wearing an apron and being a greeter at Walmart. Now, nothing wrong with that, but they've taken a huge tumble. And this was all by policy. This was maneuvered and manipulated. And the people, you know, the people responsible for that should be named. As I said earlier, there should be a black book of traitors, and their names should be in there. You did this mm-hmm. to your people. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're talking, you mentioned something I mentioned to you yesterday, and I think it's really worth focusing on. Largely thanks to Fox News, there's been at least four prominent cases of white women murdered and raped by illegals, all four of them from Latin America. Most recently, a beautiful blonde woman in Maryland, mother of five kids, and she was murdered and raped by some monster from, I think it was El Salvador. Okay, I'm wondering, and I know it's not a large number to hypothesize from, but are these people encouraged by our weakness? They're degenerate scumbags, but in a tougher society where they feared angry white men, where they feared an angry government, that they might restrain their evil inclinations. But they see a country that's weak. It left them in. It left them in. Several of them have already been caught for various crimes, and they're still in America running loose. They must have nothing but contempt for the law, the man, or whatever. And who seems to be in charge? Well, still, not entirely, but mostly white people, white men. They no longer. My feeling is they no longer respect or fear us. So why not take our women? They're fair game. They come as invaders, but we they're tolerated. So they become conquerors. You see mm-hmm. a nice piece of shapely flesh you want, we'll just take it and kill it like a used piece of meat afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling. I mean, it may not be scientific, but I think these things I've learned about the third worlders and from, you know, a fair deal of personal experience in the third world, they may not be as smart intellectually as we are, God knows, but they've got a certain street smarts, and they know, you know, who they have to suck up to and who they can beat up on. Yeah, who can hurt them, who can help them. And I think these monsters sense that America is weak and the white man is weak. So just go and take his woman and abuse her.
They're, they have, I agree with you. You've nailed it. They're like, they're cunning, like a wolf or a hyena. They're especially like hyenas. They're cunning. What do you think about that, Nancy?
The wolf is an honorable animal. The hyenas.
Yes. That's right.
I think a lot of this comes back from the issue with blacks. If we were not cowed by the blacks into all of the people being sent to jail for so-called racist defense of them, of their wives or of their homes, that has infiltrated, I think, down to the invaders. They know, the blacks know, that they can do anything to us, especially if whites are defending themselves, because we're the ones who will end up in prison.
Yes.
I think you know, when we were discussing this yesterday, didn't you tell me that in Germany, where there's a lot of rapes by the rapefugees, you know, Muslims raping German girls, German women, that if a woman complains about being raped, okay, the police will, you know, take her statement. But if she says she was raped by a black or an Arab, they are likely to charge her for a hate crime. So she's victimized twice.
That's right.
That truly is degenerate. And the people who do that should be in the black book of traitors.
Absolutely.
Eva, I was telling you about that beautiful blue-eyed, blind Dutch lawyer, politician, Eva Vladegerbach. Those Dutch names are tough. She said that. Those Dutch names are tough. But she said that rapes are this. I'll just paraphrase. She named the exact percentage, like 800%, 1,000% over normal. And she said, yes, it was that bad. And she said that even in Holland, you will get called like a racist if you're a white woman and you single out these blacks. But she said it's doubly bad. In Germany, a young white woman gets gang raped and she singles out these blacks. So a gang of blacks rape me brutally. Well, they'll single them out and call them racist. I mean, it's beyond insane. And like I was telling Paul, I want to know where are the dads, the uncles, the brothers, the cousins, the male cousins? Where are they? They're just going to sit around and suck their thumb, and they're afraid. They say, well, we'd like to do something, but we don't want to be called a racist. I'll give you one more example. I was watching YouTube, I think, just yesterday. They had this black, and even the black commentator said, call this black woman a gorilla. She goes into a store. She stole two knives. And she's walking, goes into another store, a grocery store, walking down the aisle, swinging this big, he says, he's got this gorilla in there, walking just like a gorilla, swinging this big butcher knife. Well, the butcher knife's got a blade 14 inches long. And no one paid any attention to her, just like they couldn't see her. He said, oh, they saw her all right, but white people are so afraid of speaking up. They'll say, the black woman will say, what's wrong? Can a black woman walk through the store swinging a machete? Well, she followed a woman outside who had like a kid, like less than 2 years old, and she killed the child with a butcher knife. And she's on trial, just laughing at the judge, laughing and just making, mocking the place, you know, laughing. No remorse whatsoever. And like you say, no. And the dad didn't see anything to her. He was upset. But I mean, they would have to, you know what? They would have to chain me down. I would not tolerate that. But
I don't know if the father was with her, but that black actually stabbed the woman as well. But it killed.
Yes. Yeah, he did kill the baby. Sister Nancy, thank you for coming on, dear Blood River Radio people. Family, we're transitioning to third hour. We're going to bring on Jason Robb and my brother Paul. They're going to finish the hour out. It's just show out. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on your seats. Long break. Get your drink. Go to your bathroom. Whatever you need to do. You've got 5 minutes.